Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
Kia ora, Sarah. Kei te pehea koe.
Oh, kei te ora. Kei te hea moe. Kei te pehea koe.
Kei te hea moe aho, I reckon. I think we're all hitting the like midweek, you know, a little bit tired. Oh, Tess is fine.
Feel all right.
Okay.
Feeling
good. Tess is fine. Kei te ora.
I know it's like Wednesday when I'm like, I think I need another coffee. I've hit my normal limit and I'm like, maybe one more coffee today. Yeah. That's my vibe.
Yeah, Tess and I ran into each other at the coffee machine and there was a bit of a standoff, I'm not going to lie.
I need the caffeine. Yeah. What have you brought us this morning, Sarah?
Well, you have done such an amazing job platforming the wonderful women on this week's playlist before they even popped onto the playlist. So you've done Kōtero, you've done Te Kahu, and I think you've already played Emily this morning, haven't you?
We have. Excellent. Yes, Emily's new track is a banger.
So in order not to go over things, I brought you a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
The first artist we've brought in is from Tāmaki Makaurau. They are possibly known to BFM listeners as half of Blush Juliet, mm-hmm. writing beautiful Yeni pop music. This is Emmanuel Sarmiento, a singer, songwriter, producer, one half, as we said, of Blush Juliet, releasing music under the name Emmanuel for just this year. And this song is very beautiful, much like Blush Juliet's stuff. It's climbing through windows, dream crashes, definitely the stuff youth is made of, and no wonder it's called Youth Serum. So let's listen to it.
Climb through my window,
This is pretty nice.
It is. He waeta tirana Emmanuel, and that's spelled Emmanuelle, the same way as the slightly porny French comic book.
Well, it is a beautiful track, Youth Serum, and it is hot and new on the playlist. What else is hot and new on the playlist, Sarah?
The second track I brought you in is from Belarus.
Oh.
Poor Belarus, not doing very well in the news.
No.
Really horrible shit going on with their structures of government. This is a Belarusian post-punk band called Molchat Doma. They are about to release their third album. It'll be their first on an American label. It'll be coming out on Sacred Bones. It was announced 2 days ago, and with the announcement came out the first single, which is called Neshmeshnal, which means not funny. And the lyrics in English are pretty wonderful in a post-punk vein, just saying things look stupid, things look weird, I don't care, it's like a bad joke, there's loud laughter anyway, but I don't find it funny, not funny, not funny, not funny.
Oh, that's good.
Molchat Doma had a bit of a TikTok fame flare-up, because one of their songs was featured by a lot of expat Soviet Union people, like whether teenagers who were born in Russia and now lived in America, or in ex-Soviet satellites like Belarus, kind of hauntologically being nostalgic for a Russia that they probably didn't ever really have.
Right.
Very perestroika, post-punk era, like going to the club and looking really amazing. Jury's out as to whether that's a nostalgia that those people were actually old enough to have experienced,
mm-hmm.
but this band was definitely the band that should be soundtracking that.
This is like waiting for a movie to be made kind of a vibe, or?
Yeah, a little bit. The band itself are incredibly influenced by things like Joy Division and Ian Curtis and so on and so forth, and the perestroika era Russian rock music of the 1980s. They're making it their own, and they don't think things are funny. So let's listen to Neshmeshnal by Molchat Doma.
Yeah.
Big fan. That was cool.
Okay, Belarus rato e noho ana ko Molcha Dolma Tera. They are a Belarusian post-punk band, and that song is all about how they don't find things funny.
I'm going to have a Google of their TikToks because I'm trying to imagine what kind of a TikTok would go to a track like that.
There were two that kind of blew up. One was people being nostalgic about having left Russia or an ex-Soviet satellite state. And then the other one was a challenge in which you had to try on all the clothes you owned to that post-punk kind of baseline that Molchat Doma are very, very good at doing.
Mean. Well, I'm a big fan. And what is our third and final track this morning, Sarah?
Our third and final track is something a little bit different. This is an artist from Tamaki Makaurau. It's a 10-year-old Fortnite fan from Blockhouse Bay Primary School.
Oh, cut, are we? That's awesome.
And their name is Chicken ID, or that's how they would like to be known. That's their artist name. The rumour goes that Miss Murray from Blockhouse Bay Primary School said to her charges, who are all learning from home at the moment, that they had to write a poem or a song about lockdown. And so Chicken ID and their father made the song we're about to hear. And it's a beautiful exploration of how lockdown for the young or the parents of the young can be both really, really cool and really, really not so cool. It's also a neat exploration of alternative pop and how it's structured, particularly the verse ad libs in this are just chef's kiss. Chicken ID is a bit of a genius at the call and response to his own lyrics.
Fantastic. What's the title?
It's called Lockdown Sucks Sometimes.
Hard.
You're awesome, boys. Shout out to Blockhouse Bay Primary School, Miss Murray and all my beautiful friends. And also, what's up, Liam? What's good, bro? Yeah, I'm pretty happy about lockdown, because we can stay at home together. Here with my bubble boys up all night, playing games forever. Sometimes we should rest, but we'll be real pests. No rats, please. Cause if we stay home, we'll get out of this mess. Lockdown sucks sometimes, but I'm still having a good time. Lockdown sucks sometimes, but I'm still having a good time. Yeah, most of the time. Most of the time. Most of the time, won't get in trouble in class, cause I'm not at school. Ooh! Even though I'm stuck at home, I've got to play by the rules.
Damn it.
Rules, rules. So get a mask, get a mask.
Mask, mask. Okay.
So we can stop the virus and give everyone a chance.
That's good, chance.
Lockdown sucks sometimes,
I know,
but I'm still having a good time. Lockdown sucks sometimes, but I'm still having a good time. Most of the time. Most of the time. Most of the time. Most of the time. The only game we can play is go home, stay home. So make sure to call your grandmother on the telephone.
Just call her up.
Talking on FaceTime with my cousins, cause they're so cute though.
Cute though. Cute though, cute though. Oh my god, yeah, yeah, they're so cute though.
Lockdown sucks most of the time, and it will forever. Oh my, so get your cats and teach them to fly. Fly.
That was so awesome.
Wasn't it? Here we are at the Te Rana Chicken ID. And if you missed our intro, Chicken ID is a 10-year-old Fortnite fan from Blockhouse Bay Primary School in Tamaki Makaurau.
And that track was called Lockdown Sucks Sometimes and honestly, Hard Out. Speaking for the nation, I feel.
Yeah, got really, really nicely pitched between all the things that make it beautiful, being able to FaceTime your grandparents, and then the
nice
other
walk.
Things that make it not so great.
Hard Out. Chicken ID, that was fantastic. We also heard Molcha Doma and Emmanuel. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95BFM program director Sarah Thompson.